This is Mojo for Running, podcast number 117, Accountability Hacks. Welcome to the Mojo for Running podcast. I'm the coach, Debbie Voiles, and this is the podcast for middle of the packers, regular people not afraid to work up a sweat, who embrace the outdoors and that wonderful feeling of endorphins surging through their veins. My goal is to provide the information you need to achieve your goals. Let's talk about accountability, and by that, I mean methods of holding yourself accountable. I call them hacks because if we know we should do something, if we decide it's worth doing, then logically we should do those things, letting our minds guide us. But in reality, we have a choice to make at all times, every minute of every day. We constantly make the decision of whether to continue to do what we're doing or to do something else. Inertia plays a big role in this whole equation because if you're not working out, if you're not training, if you're sitting comfortably on the couch, it's easier to stay comfortable on the couch. You know that staying put will not move you any closer to your goal, but the problem is that it's really easy to imagine that skipping just this one workout won't have a huge impact. That's true, of course, but the problem is that one day can easily turn into two, or it could be 2 days a week, or something else, and you can bet that before long it does make a difference, a big one. When your motivation to get out the door is not as strong as your inertia, you have a problem. And if you give into it, then the inclination to give into it the next time will be greater. So you need some hacks to push you in the direction of what you know you should do rather than what you have the desire to do at any given time. Of course, this isn't always a problem, and for some people, those with type A personalities, this isn't a problem. In fact, the opposite is a problem, but this episode really doesn't apply to those people. Most people, however, do need help with motivation on a regular basis, and some people, many people, need it almost every day. My aim is to provide helpful ideas for anyone, anytime they need help. Before we get to the ideas, I want to tell you about one of my favorite races, the St. Pete Beach Classic. Doing it is not an option for me because I love running, I love races, and I love that race. When you've done well over 200 races, you know what you like and what you don't like, and this one checks all my boxes. It's actually a whole weekend of racing and fun, the St. Pete Beach Classic weekend. A weekend of races that would make a great vacation for any runner and a perfect destination race for the whole family. There are actually four races, the 5K, the 10K, the 3.8-mile fun run on the beach, and a half marathon. You can do any single race or both the 5K and 10K, that's called the Classic Duo, or register for the Classic Individual Marathon, which means you do all four events, which add up to 26.2 miles. It's a really fun way to do a whole marathon. Since there are kids' races as well, there's something for everybody. Have I mentioned that they also have a bonfire on the beach? Yep. Did I mention a great after party and awards five deep? Yep. If you've never been to the St. Pete Beach area of Florida, you're in for a great treat. I hope I get to share the course with you in 2017. Of course, I'll link to the race website in the show notes, and you can go to stpetebeachclassic.com. Now let's look at a few things that might just nudge you out the door when you need that nudge most. One, making a plan, an appointment with a friend. You probably don't want to let your friend down. So unless something really important comes up, this is a hack because having that commitment to your friend is going to make it more likely that you'll have to actually do it. And once you're there running, you'll never regret it. Number two, I've said this many times, join a running club. The purpose of this is twofold. One, you'll make lots of new friends, and that will be an attraction. You'll enjoy the socialization, and you'll be sad if you have to miss it. Two, a running club will provide you with plenty of options of scheduled runs. This will make your running more interesting, as you'll discover new locations. Number three, Always have a training schedule and make it at least a week in advance. Why is that important? Because you're more likely to work a bit harder if that hard work doesn't come right away. For example, if you decide to go on a diet, or nowadays we just call it start eating better, and you make a plan, it's easier to commit to doing it if you schedule it to start at some point in the future. But it's hardest at the moment of starting. So people will say, I'll start cutting out all sugar on Monday, or starting Monday, no more beer, or I'll fast for 16 hours every day starting Monday. And by the way, people never make these plans on Saturday or Sunday. It's usually a few days in advance. Why? Because it's easiest to say them several days in advance. It's easier to plan on cutting back on food right after a big meal. You see what I mean? For that reason, you should make a schedule at least a week in advance. That way it'll be a better schedule. Anyway, do have a schedule, and that's one of the ways that you'll get yourself out of the house. If you don't, here's the thing. If you don't have a schedule and a day comes, let's say you know, in your brain, you just, your schedule, your habit is to start running, is to just run every day at least a few miles. If you don't have a schedule, then you can pretend that you meant it to be a rest day, when really you just don't want to run that day. You don't have the motivation. So schedule will make a difference. Number four, I've mentioned this on many occasions. Put a large calendar on the wall and next to it, place your training schedule. Or you might want to even take the time to write each day's training on that day of the calendar. Either way will work. Then every day that you do exactly what your schedule says, whether that's cross training or resting or running, you get to put a big red X on that day. Now, this wasn't my idea. I heard that it was first suggested by Jerry Seinfeld. But now many people have adopted it because it's golden. People love seeing the chain of red X's. And the longer that chain is, the more they hate breaking it. This might be the single best motivational hack I know of. Number five, call a family meeting and explain your running goals. Most people never think of this, but it's critical that the whole family understand that running is important to you. Tell them that it's what keeps you healthy, but that they can participate and share in your goal by supporting you and giving you your time without nagging. Kids are great naggers. Not sure if that's a word, but anyway, you know what I mean. It's only natural that they want your attention. But if you handle it right, you can get them to provide motivation by keeping track of your calendar, watching your red X's, and more. Make them part of your team. I talked about this in episode 113, Running and Families. So if you have kids, or even if your spouse inadvertently tries to get you not to run, that's a good podcast to listen to. Having your family on board can make all the difference. And if you do it right, it'll also sometimes have the result of getting them motivated to run. How about that? Number six, hire a coach. This works for a variety of reasons, one of which is because if you invest your hard-earned dollars, you'll feel like an idiot if you don't follow through. Boom! Essentially, you're buying accountability. Your coach will fire you as a client if you don't follow your schedule, because the efficacy of any schedule is entirely dependent on you following it. The best coach in the world and the perfect schedule is only as good as your conscientious adherence to that schedule and your coach's advice. Number seven, register for a race or a few races. There's nothing like a big goal to keep you going. If you have a race coming up, you'll want to perform well. You'll want it to be a great race, but you know that'll only happen if you keep up with your training. Once you register for a race, I suggest posting the registration confirmation or even a sheet of paper with the race logo or just the name of the race and the date on the refrigerator or somewhere else where you'll see it. And the rest of the family will see it as well. A successful race experience at the end of a training cycle is a great reward or reinforcement for your training. Number eight, whatever your goals, both long-term and immediate, tell your friends and family. Announce it to the world. It's one thing to let yourself down, It's another to let someone else know you've let yourself down. If you have a goal and you don't share it, and then you slack off and fail to achieve it, it'll bother you a lot more if other people are aware of that. Number 9, reward yourself. Plan something at the end of the week or at the end of the month or at the end of the training cycle, but you only get to enjoy that reward if you follow your schedule. Maybe it's dinner and a movie every Saturday that you completed all your training that week. Maybe it's a new pair of running shoes if you complete a whole month of keeping up with your schedule. And maybe it's a cruise if you beat your last marathon time, or maybe if you beat it by a certain amount of time. Be sure to tell your friends and family about this plan too, because that way you'll have to stick to your word and you won't be likely to give in. Here's an example. If you're trying to lose a few pounds and you're tempted to have a bowl of ice cream, I bet you'd be more likely to give in if no one is watching. You can tell yourself all you want that that wouldn't make a difference, but you know you're kidding yourself. If you don't have the willpower, you won't want to let your friends and family know that. That's it. Even the most dedicated, committed runners need accountability on the occasion when motivation is taking a few days off, or even one day off. Having a few accountability hacks in your quiver is one of the many things that will help you succeed in reaching your running goals. Remember, our first Tampa running retreats will be in January of 2017. Make plans now to come on down and join us. I can't wait to have a whole group of Mojo for Running people here with me for a whole weekend of running. No matter what the weather is like where you are, I can almost guarantee it'll be spectacular here. Our average high temperature in January is 70, and the average low is 52. I look forward to meeting lots of new running friends. We've got the beginner retreat and one race retreat at the St. Pete Beach Classic, so two scheduled at this point. Be sure to check out the slideshows on the website. You'll get to, if you do the beginner retreat, you'll get to run at all the places where I usually run every week, because I live in downtown Tampa and I live only half a mile from our host hotel. If you go to the St. Pete Beach Classic retreat, I'll be hanging out with you all weekend. You'll have a full schedule of things to do. It'll be amazing. That's what it'll be. So go to the website, check it out. Go to TampaRunningRetreats.com and make your reservation before the price goes up. It's going up at the end of October. If you have a group of friends who'd like to do it, that'll be even more fun. This is a done-for-you vacation. All you have to do is get here. We do the rest. Now, here's today's quote. Whenever you feel weak, remember the things that made you strong. Whenever you start to doubt yourself, remember those who believe in you.